Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So to combat rising fuel prices, three major U.S. airlines are now collecting fees on every piece of checked luggage. I said to combat rising fuel prices, really, for them to cope with rising fuel prices and pass them along to us. American Airlines started it, and their surcharge went into effect Sunday. Now United and U.S. Airways have announced that they will follow suit. And yes, the scramble for space in the overhead compartments will become even more heated this summer. But don't expect to carry on your wardrobe for that two-week vacation because, as my next guest says, quote, the carry-on baggage police will soon be out in force at airports. Here now to talk about what airline passengers are paying, which ones are paying, and what they're paying for is Wall Street Journal travel editor Scott McCartney. He writes the middle seat column for that paper, and we have linked to his most recent column, Space Race, A Battle Looms for the Overhead Bins, on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show. Hi, Scott. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Good to be with you.
And we're keeping it real because you're at the Dallas airport right now, right?
I am, yes.
Did you pay to check your luggage?
Carry-on only for me today.
Really? Traveling light.
Yeah, well, it's not easy. A week-long business trip, but I managed to get it all in and actually ship some stuff I need later in the week, UPS, up to my hotel.
So what are these rates? The one we've been hearing is $15 for the first checked bag, but some of them are charging even more than that?
Well, $15 for the first checked bag is the standard at the three majors who have done it. You can Spirit Airlines and Allegiant, two small carriers, I believe, charge 20 for the first bag, but 15 each way, so 30 round trip. The second bag at most big airlines now is $25 each way, so $50 round trip. And then it goes up quite dramatically from there. Checking a third bag can cost $100 each way. Or more, and if the bag is over 50 pounds, you can get hit with overweight baggage fees that can run $150 or more each way.
Wow. So I guess you got to do a cost-benefit analysis. Before you do something drastic like you did and ship stuff UPS, I mean, that can't be cheap either to ship UPS, Dallas to New York or something like that, a whole luggage compartment's worth of clothing and stuff.
It's not cheap. We did some price comparisons, and if you can plan ahead and use the ground service, you can actually, if you had a 60-pound bag, for example, instead of getting hit with the overweight charges as well as the extra baggage fees, it can be cheaper to ship ground service. I think there are some advantages as well. UPS and FedEx will actually track the bag, something airlines can't do, even though they slap barcode tags on them. And there may be better reliability with it, but you also don't have the hassle of toting the luggage, whether it's, through the airport or up the stairs or wherever you're going. It can be a whole lot more convenient.
The carry-on baggage police will soon be out in force at airports, your line that I quoted earlier. So what does the carry-on baggage police do, and what will they enforce? And key question, what can you get away with?
I think this is going to be a major hassle for travelers. I really, you can sort of easily envision giant arguments between airline employees and travelers over exactly that. What can you bring and what can't you bring? United and American are going to station airline employees or contract workers that they've hired at the front of TSA security lines, and they're going to police carry-on baggage rules. If you're over their limits, they're going to pull you out of the queue and send you off to pay your $15 or whatever it would be. The limits do vary some airline to airline, and that's part of the complexity and hassle factor. Basically, you get one carry-on bag, typically a rollerboard bag or whatever you can essentially stuff inside an overhead bin. It gets more confusing because airlines have these size boxes or dimensions, and those are generally smaller than the overhead bins themselves. So you can have a bag that doesn't fit into their sizer, but does fit into their aircraft, and so that can be annoying. In addition to that one bag, you get what they refer to as a personal item, typically a purse or a briefcase. Some airlines have dimension limits on those, and some don't. Some people view it as basically you get to bring two bags, and so it would be two full-size bags, and that's where a lot of the issues are going to come in. I do think to avoid the fees, people are going to load up on the carry-on baggage. They already do. There's already plenty of disincentive to avoid checking bags, and so they're going to be cramming more stuff into overhead bins.
We've got about 5 minutes for some quick calls for Scott McCartney, who writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal, specifically on the question of carry-on luggage and what you can and can't do. 212, nope, there I go again. See, the reflexes are going to kick in until I get used to this new number. 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729, our call-in number today. And we'll go to the phones in just a minute. But who's paying and who's exempt? If I'm a member of the airline's frequent flyer program, for example, or a first-class passenger, do I have to pay those baggage fees?
You don't if you're a first-class passenger, if you bought a ticket.
Then I'm paying hundreds of extra dollars for my ticket anyway.
Right. You pay $500 to save $15. But you get some other things. And, you know, airlines don't sell many first-class tickets. Most of those come on upgrades. You're exempt if you're an elite-level member of the frequent flyer program. So you have some sort of gold or platinum status. You're not exempt if you're simply a regular member. You're exempt at American and United if you're on an international trip. U.S. Airways actually included Latin America and the Caribbean in its baggage fee. But if you're making a connecting flight, Des Moines to New York, and you're flying on to Paris, you would not pay the fee for that itinerary. American says it's going to hit about 24 million of their passengers a year, and that's about a third of all the domestic travelers. So it's a fair number, but about half the customers don't check bags to begin with, and the other folks will be flying on expensive tickets or elite status.
George in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Mike. Quick question is, you know, I travel very frequently, and there are times that I've seen where the plane gets full on the overhead, so they have to gate check your baggage. So at that point, what are the airlines going to do? Just turn around and say, fork over $15 right now, or
No. Don't
get on the plane?
No, they're not going to be charging on the plane for the baggage. There's a caveat to that. They say as long as you complied with the carry-on baggage rules. But basically, they don't have the ability right now to be collecting fees from people who just have the misfortune of boarding late, and I think there's a real fairness issue in that. So, no, they won't be collecting. There's a real concern at several of the airlines that, on full flights, when the baggage compartments are full and you get more people with carry-on luggage, there is going to be more carry-on luggage to check at the gate. And they may not have room for that with the weight limits on the aircraft. And so then you get into, well, are we going to take cargo off? Are we going to take somebody's bag off the airplane? Are we going to actually have to bump more passengers off to get under weight restrictions? It creates more delays for flights, which is a huge problem, and just more hassle all around.
Jonathan in Englewood has a fairness issue. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello. My question is, will there ever be controls on those passengers who sit at the back of airplanes but put their luggage in the overhead bins at the front of the airplane?
You know, a good question. The airlines say they'll have their flight attendants trying to more aggressively police the carry-on baggage stuff. But, I think the observation is quite right. People will continue doing it whenever they can find room. They'll throw their bags in there as quick as they can. And the whole notion of flight attendants marching up and down the cabin, barking orders about baggage is just going to make the flying experience all that much more unappealing.
People do that? They come in the front of the plane, they stash stuff in the front overhead bins, and then head to the back?
Sure. Yeah. If you see, first available space, if you see an opening, stash your bag, and off you go to the back. The worry is they'll get to the back and there won't be room.
By the way, speaking of surcharges, we don't have time for any more callers, but Alan in East Williston was calling in to say that he had a reservation and asked for an email confirmation and didn't get it, and they wanted $5 to resend the email. You ever hear that?
Yeah. No, but it doesn't surprise me. American has started charging $25 to process free tickets. So the free ticket now comes with a processing fee. And, anything they can think of, they're putting fees on, and there are probably more of this to come.
So before you go, if this bag check fee is to cover the rising cost of fuel, is it really going to cover the rising cost of fuel?
No, it doesn't begin to cover it, but, it gets them closer. At American, it'll add, if on an annual basis, about $350, $360 million. But American's fuel bill this year is going to be about $2.5 to $3 billion more than it was last year. So, this is just a drop in the oil barrel.
Yeah, well, if how much weight on the plane is the issue, maybe the future will have thinner customers paying less for a ticket than heavier customers. Who knows?
Yeah, it may all be price per pound in the future.
Scott McCartney writes the middle seat column for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure. Good to be with you, Brian.
And we will go right from this to the international politics of the price of a barrel of oil right now with Newsweek International editor Fareed Zakaria. He also has a new book called The Post-American World and a new talk show on CNN that we'll talk about. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Fareed Zakaria up next.